John Busby with a Culture Buzz, and I've been looking forward to sharing this author with you. Mike Langford is my guest, and he has written an incredible book, Becoming Leonardo, An Exploded View of the Life of Leonardo da Vinci. There are so many wonderful places that one could start, and I think maybe the best place for me to start is simply to share with you what some other folks are saying about Mike's incredible book. Congratulations on this, I'm saying first to you, Mike. But we have from Publishers Weekly, for example, Fun and Enlightening, Langford's unconventional approach provides for a deeper appreciation of a genius. Nora Charney, a best-selling author of The Art of Forgery, with scholarly research and a novelist's ability to zoom in and paint a truly intimate portrait of one of the greatest creators in human history, Becoming Leonardo does what historians long to do and novelists often struggle to achieve. A book that has the pace, elegance, and authorial omnipresence of a novel, but which will enlighten rather than annoy the astute historians. You've got the bases covered there, Mike, when you've got people like that singing your praises for you.
Well, Noah is a very generous person. I'm a follower of his, been reading his other books since that blurb. He's a wonderful writer. One of the great things about publishing a book is getting that kind of affirmation from people you admire, and it's been one of my great joys in publishing this book.
Well, I think part of it is that you have latched on to an approach for an historic figure of such incredible significance, but in a way that reveals fresh insights. And that is one of the beauties of Becoming Leonardo, in my mind, is what that does. Because, you know, for centuries, I think Da Vinci's history is that he seems to be some kind of, it's like a giant game of historical telephone where each time it gets passed along, it gets morphed a little bit. And you were able to clear a lot of clutter to get to the origins of your subject. How in heaven's name did you kind of get there to get your book going?
Well, two things. One, I've read biography all my life. So I've read hundreds, thousands of biographies. And I've always had concerns about biography. Some biographies just seem to really zero in on the subject. Others tend to wander loose. And so I had strong opinions on what I wanted a biography to be. But I also, after reading piles and piles of Leonardo books, I discovered that art historians do not study narrative the same way that that writers do. I went to the Iowa Writers' Workshop there in Iowa City, and I've studied narrative technique my entire life. And what I've discovered with almost every biography about Leonardo, written by art historians, is it follows the same format. It's after the fact, it's a categorical, it's thematic. It breaks Leonardo out into component parts, like the early paintings, his apprenticeship, things like that. And you get a very fragmented view. So the first thing I wanted to do was make a coherent life study of Leonardo, emphasizing causality. Why did he do what he did? I'm fascinated with creative personalities, and most art historians simply dismiss it as saying, well, it's his curiosity, it's his genius, it's something ephemeral, cannot be accounted for. Actually, there's a lot of creative psychology out there. There's a lot of ancillary history around the Renaissance, and Leonardo, if approached in a contemporaneous way, as you would in a novel, sitting across the table from him, it's all the same facts that are in other Leonardo books, for the most part, but they're rearranged according to point of view. So instead of after the fact, summary voice, it's an opening event where you move into it knowing what Leonardo knew and testing it as Leonardo did and building on the experiences Leonardo did, you get a sense of the personality and the life as he lived it.
That's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Folks, if you want to connect online, the best way to do that, to connect with Mike Langford, is through his Facebook page. Go to facebook.com, Mike Langford, LANKFORD. But of course, the most direct way to get the book is to go to your local independent bookseller and ask for your copy of Mike's Becoming Leonardo, An Exploded View of the Life of Leonardo da Vinci. If they don't have it, they will get it for you, because that's what the good independent booksellers do on a regular basis. You can go through all the usual outlets too, but I encourage you, by all means, go to your independent bookseller first and foremost, or find those connections through Mike's Facebook page. This must have been a fun research for you to do. You think with someone as well known as Leonardo da Vinci that, you know, what more can be learned? But I bet you did, especially when you started putting things together in the narrative you just described.
Absolutely. See, the most art historians write about Leonardo as an artist or as a technician, and that's their expertise, and that's what they narrow the narrative to. But my fascination was how he thought and interacted in the world, how he generated ideas. So I had to know everything about Leonardo in addition to the facts of his life. So it's been the research that is fascinating to me. I was just reading this afternoon about sleep patterns in the Renaissance. People then, before the advent of electricity, slept in stages so that they would fall asleep at sunset, they would wake up at midnight, they would fall asleep at 2 in the morning, they would sleep until sunrise. It was a very different way of approaching the world, and it had a lot to do with light. Leonardo, as an artist, was fascinated with light, but we, as modern biographers, tend to conflate the world then and the world now. Leonardo spent a lot of time sitting in the dark. That was important to understand. Likewise, fascinating subjects like footwear. People walked different in the Renaissance. It's because they didn't have the modern heel. The modern heel allows you to come down heel, toe, heel, toe. At the time in the Renaissance, you walked toe, heel, because you didn't have a strong support underneath the shoe. It was more like a leather sock. So Leonardo, a great walker, was a person who developed a certain set of muscles, walked in a particular fashion. I wanted to know that. The whole notion, if you look at the Last Supper, how everyone is gesticulating with their hands. What does that tell you about Leonardo? So I started looking into nonverbal communication during the Middle Ages and Renaissance. There's a vast amount of study out there. And this is all stuff you have to know before you can write a single sentence that rings true. That's the difficulty in writing history, is you're swimming over an ocean that is endlessly deep, and you have to know what's under you before you can just simply move through the tale. So it's been fascinating for me.
Well, and also you have to pull yourself out of what you're used to, which is the world as it is now, and put yourself back into a world that you're not a time traveler, so you have to do some incredible thought processes just to make that work, which must have been fun. Did you sit in your own dark room to start noodling some of that out?
My method has been to, and I learned this from William Styron, the novelist. He would plot the night before the next day's work. So he would imagine the story as he had it, and then put himself into the moment. What I had to do was describe what I understood thoroughly, but then with the next scene in mind, I would walk, and I would walk miles and miles. These were like thought experiments, but this I learned from Leonardo, because Einstein is famous for his thought experiments, but that's what Leonardo was doing. He would imagine machines, compositions of different sorts, and he would draw them out to aid his imagination. So learning from Leonardo, I simply took the hypothetical, and then I visited it over and over until it became absolutely concrete for me, and then I was prepared to write about it.
Wow.
It's not just what is in front of you at the moment, but it's what's on either side and behind you. That's what I wanted to know, the entire environment, you see.
Exactly, environment creation, and that is so important. Mike Langford is my guest. He's a graduate of the Iowa Writers' Workshop, and he has written an incredible book, Becoming Leonardo, An Exploded View of the Life of Leonardo da Vinci. Get your copy just as soon as you possibly can. Go to your local independent bookseller to get your copy. You will have one of the most fascinating reads that you have read in a long, long time, and it's probably unlike anything you've ever read before, which is a wonderful journey in and of itself. If you want to connect with Mike and get a direct connection to the book, you can always go to his Facebook page, facebook.com/Mike Lankford, and that's how you get there. But the process is always good. Now that the book is out, I have to believe that this is going to be part of the fun part of the whole process, and that is going around and talking about the book, but also getting the feedback from people who have read the book and are curious, and their reactions to the book, right?
Oh, I love interacting with people about the book, because they are genuinely fascinated with Leonardo. And in fact, I will be talking about the book in a couple of weeks. I will be in Des Moines and Cedar Falls, Iowa City, Dubuque, Milwaukee, getting to meet people and hopefully have a lot of engagement about Leonardo.
Well, engagement is the name of the game, and the way you can become engaged, folks, is by getting your copy of Becoming Leonardo, An Exploded View of the Life of Leonardo da Vinci. Becoming Leonardo was written by Mike Lankford, and he is my guest today, and he will take you on a wonderful journey, a wondrous journey, and the way he writes is a way that just kind of like you are shadowing him all the way, which is a marvelous way to experience a very well-crafted book, and that is what Mike gives you. So make sure you get your copy. And in the meantime, Mike, anytime you have any future books, any past books, if you just want to talk about this book again down the road, I would love to do that, just because I think we've barely scratched the surface. As we start wrapping things up, though, what was one of the things that fascinated you the most as you put together this book and then you kind of reflected on it after you did your first rough draft of the whole book? Then you're looking back and said, wow, that was really something.
Well, it has to do in part with the historical method, how it's a story that is passed along and elaborated, and the difficulty has been finding the real Leonardo under all of this historical varnish, and so it has made me a much more self-aware person. How do I know things? And how can I trust my own eyes? See, Leonardo emphasized he lived in a very chaotic place. It was 95% illiterate. The reason there are so few details about Leonardo is that he spent his entire life around people who did not understand him, who believed in magic, who in fact saw in Leonardo a magician simply because he could make the ineffable real. And so the function of imagination in that kind of environment, and the dawn of the modern era visited on a person like Leonardo. He was one of the early individuals. What that means in a terms of developmental psychology is that he was a very rigorous kind of person who the phrase that I'm reminded of often that I've heard lately is, I was born like that. I was born like that. Leonardo, that could have been his motto, because he was a genuinely different person, but some way, somehow, he was comfortable with that. Instead of trying to become like others, he became more himself. And that is a lesson, I think, in creative psychology and life development that's invaluable.
Well, it almost makes one wonder how many Leonardos never got it past the pupil stage, so to speak, and made it to the kind of level of contributions to the world that Leonardo da Vinci did. So much inside this book. It is just rich with information, language. Most importantly, you're going to be reading this like a thriller. It's just going to keep turning the pages, which is marvelous stuff. Mike Lankford is my guest. I encourage you, get your copy of Becoming Leonardo, and you will be thrilled with what you have in your hands as you, too, read through it. Mike, thank you so much, and anytime you want to have a conversation here in the Culture Buzz, It's going to be done, okay?
Oh, thank you, John. I really enjoyed myself.
You take care.
All right. Thank you.